afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, on South Prospect Street in Air Chair 1, ready to go for another show. Well, I hope you all are doing well out there, having a nice day. It is 73 degrees here in Marion, and it is feeling a little bit like early spring, isn't it, today? But it'll be warming up for the weekend, though, for sure. So enjoy this nice cooler weather while it lasts, I guess. As always in Ohio, just wait a minute and it will change. Well, my wife and I had a nice weekend. We went down to the Polaris area again, which is where we usually find ourselves, and we usually go out to eat once a week. We're on the Weight Watchers program, as you probably have heard on this program, and we usually have one cheat meal per week, and this week we went to Texas Roadhouse, and at Texas Roadhouse you can actually stay within your Weight Watcher points by ordering certain foods. We did have a few extra rolls. They have the best rolls, as you know, if you've been there, and they just bring those out. They're so warm and delicious, and they have that good butter. Man, you talk about good stuff down there at Texas Roadhouse. And then I ordered a sirloin, and it was cooked to perfection. I'll tell you what, we got right in. We got a nice little corner booth, and it was nice back in the corner, a little privacy there. But my uncle calls Texas Roadhouse the happy place because there's always a lot going on and people talking, and it is a happy place. So we had a good time down there at Polaris at Texas Roadhouse. And then we went to the mall and we got something sweet, which we usually only eat something sweet on Sundays when we go over to my mom's for lunch. But we got something sweet extra this time because I got my A1C back. And my previous A1C, which has been probably about a year ago, was like a 7.5. Well, it's down to a 4.1, which is nice and within normal, they tell me. So, did I say 4.1? I meant a 4.8 if I said a 4.1. I don't know. Half the time I don't know what I say, which is... which is usual for me. But anyways, no, it was a 4.8. And so my doctors were very happy, and they actually told me, they said, go out and enjoy something sweet. Just don't go overboard, right? Exactly. Well, we've got trivia like usual, and I'm giving away a Speedway gift card. And you can go and get yourself something cool to drink, which you will need by this weekend. I assure you of that. And you can get a 99-cent fountain drink up to 44 ounces, by the way. And so you can use this Speedway card for that. All you need to do for a chance to win is call, answer one of my trivia questions. I will then put you in a drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a name. Trivia in just a moment. First of all, thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo, Ohio. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Also want to tell you about a free vaccination clinic July 24th, this Saturday from 3 to 7:30 p.m. at the Prospect Ohio 2021 July Festival held at Prospect Park. Prospect Family Medicine is putting this on, offering the Moderna vaccine. For questions, you can call 740-361-0781. 740-361-0781. Vaccinate Marion County and more. By the way, at the Prospect Ohio July Festival this coming Saturday, WWGH will have a booth set up and we'll be giving away some Wilds tickets. Yes, and we're going wild. Giving away tickets to the Wilds if you stop by the booth and sign up, and I will be there. And so stop by and say hello to me if you're down there at the Prospect Ohio July Festival. It's free to get into the festival. I do believe there may be some charge for the food and some stuff like that, but they've got games for the kids and all kinds of stuff this coming Saturday. From there, the festival is actually going from 3 to 9:30, I do believe, and they're showing a movie at the end. But the vaccination clinic here are going from 3 to 7:30 p.m. So there you go, information on that. Let's get to our trivia now. 740-383-9944 is my number if you want to play. 740-383-9944. Call, answer a trivia question. I'll put you in the drawing for my $5 Speedway gift card. Here we go. Who wrote the book that Horton Hears a Who is based on? Who wrote the book that Horton Hears a Who is based on? Social wasps make their nest from what material? Social wasps make their nests from what material? 740-383-9944. Some mammals carry their young in pouches in their bodies. What is this group of mammals called? Some mammals carry their young in pouches in their bodies. What is this group of mammals called? Timothy Q. Mouse helped which character to fly? Of course, it was made into a Disney movie. Timothy Q. Mouse helped which character to fly? The Night at the Museum is set in the American Museum of Natural What? The Night at the Museum is set in the American Museum of Natural What? Let's go to the phones and see who's there first on Offbeat News and Trivia. Hi, we're on the air.
How you doing, Nick?
I'm good, Bob. How are you?
All right. On the pouches in her body, would that be kind of rude?
What is it again?
Kind of rude.
Kangaroos, yes sir, that's right. Well, yep. Well, sir, what's on the menu for tonight? Are they cooking for you?
No, I was getting that too.
Okay.
Whatever they get, they get.
Okay, whatever they catch, they
get. I'm glad you enjoyed your weekend.
Yeah, had a good weekend. How about yourself?
Oh, hanging in there.
Hanging in there, yeah. All right.
Yeah, enjoying the weather.
Yes, enjoying the weather. Yes, sir.
All right, so you have a good one.
Hey, you too, Bob. Always good to talk to you.
Yeah.
Take care.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. All right. Jump on my available line. It's clear right now, 740-383-9944. 426 is the time, Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, and we love taking phone calls here at WWGH Radio. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, well, the mouse helped Dumbo to fly, wasn't it?
Yes, the mouse helped Dumbo to fly. That's correct. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing pretty good.
Good deal, good deal. How are you enjoying the cooler day, Scott?
Oh, not too bad. I was outside messing around for a little bit. It was pretty nice out there. The wind was blowing.
Yeah, it sure is. Now my mom would say that you would need a jacket, but of course I'm just in shorts and a t-shirt and a polo shirt today myself.
Mm. Well, I didn't actually need a jacket. It was closed.
Yeah, it's a cool one today for sure. My car doesn't have air conditioning, but I was I didn't have to roll the windows down. I was able to just use the vent on the way in today.
Yeah.
So that was all right. All right, Scott. Well, hey, I'll sign you up for a chance to win, good sir.
All Okay, well, I thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, there's Scott checking in here. Yes, Dumbo is the answer. Calzone is a type of pie made with what sort of dough? Calzone is a type of pie made with what sort of dough? What is Shrek? What was Shrek considered? What kind of animal was Shrek from the Shrek movies? What are insects antennas for? What are insects antennas for? Why do hippopotamuses wallow in mud? Why do hippopotamuses wallow in mud? And here's one for the kids listening. What happened, but anybody can answer it, of course. What happened to Pinocchio when he lied? What happened to Pinocchio when he lied? 740-383-9944. Call, answer, trivia question. I'll get you signed up for a chance to win a Speedway gift card. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, they're made out of pizza dough.
Made out of pizza dough. Yes, indeed. Have you ever had a good calzone?
No, never had one.
You know, I was thinking about that, and I don't think I have either. Maybe the closest thing I've ever had, if it's considered close, is a stromboli.
Never had stromboli either.
I've had that down at the popcorn festival. They sell them in the food trucks down there.
I've never had one.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They pack them full of cheese and pepperoni, or then they have like a supreme. And they're pretty good. If you ever get a chance to try one, yeah, not bad.
That sounds pretty good. I think I might try one.
Yeah. And some of the pizza places around here sell one. I know Belly Busters down in Waldo sell. At least they used to sell one. Yeah, not too bad at all. Yeah.
Wow. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for calling in, Miss Becky, and I'll put you in for a chance to win.
Okay, thank you, Nate. You have a good day now.
Hey, you too. All right. Bye-bye. All right, it is 4:30, right on the nose. And we're answering trivia questions here, because that's what we do on Offbeat News and Trivia on a Wednesday afternoon, July the 21st already. Can you believe it? It'll be August before you know it. Come to think of it, I have an eye exam in August. I go out there to Dr. Kirkham out there, and he gets me all set up and does his nurse does the exam, and then he comes in and does the other part of the exam. But I got an eye exam in August coming up, so yeah. Not really looking forward to that, but you know how it goes. Hi, we're on the air.
Well, hello there, Nate.
Hey, how you doing, Ralph?
Oh, sitting around taking it easy.
Yes, sir. It's a good day for that.
Yeah. So Pinocchio nose grows.
Yeah, Pinocchio's nose grows.
And you're lying, little devil.
That's right. You know, I have my mom, when I was a kid, got me a little stuffed Pinocchio, and I still have him at home. Him and Jiminy Cricket. I got him and a stuffed Jiminy Cricket.
Oh, yeah.
I always like those two characters.
Yeah, we have Alf puppets and stuff like that, but I don't have none of those.
Cool.
Yeah, we got I missed one of them. I got three of the different varieties when they came out.
You know, those are probably worth some money now, I would imagine.
I don't know, but I still got them in there, hang them on my door.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's amazing things that we can collect over the years, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, a lot of junk.
Yeah, come to think of it, my mom, she always likes to collect a certain kind of a carnival glass. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Right.
Yeah, she likes the specifically, blue, there's blue and green that I can think of. She likes to collect the blue carnival glass. But yeah, there's all kinds of collections, you know, over the years.
Oh, yeah, I have a lot of stuff. Well, my son does too. We have a lot of different collection things that we've done. But them there I just happened to get on hold of, and I just got them. We used to have all the chihuahuas they had put out from Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah. Was those, now, when you pressed those, did they say something or sing?
Yeah.
I think I used to have one.
Yeah, each one of them had a different sing.
Yeah, that's pretty neat, yeah.
Yeah.
Taco Bell's one of my favorite fast food joints.
Never hardly go there either.
No. I'll tell you one thing. They can't get me a gift card, though, to save my life. Every time I go out there, they can't figure out how to activate the thing.
Really?
Yeah, so I try to get a gift card for the show, and no go.
Wow.
Both ends of town. Can't get it. So I think the managers need to do some training on the gift cards there.
Yeah. Hey, that place you went to, the Texas place there.
Yeah, the Steakhouse. Texas Roadhouse. Yeah.
Is that on 23 there?
Actually, it is. No, it's over. It's at Polaris in 71.
Okay.
And so if you are you familiar where the Polaris Mall is?
Oh, yeah. We used to get out of the Five and Below and everything down in
okay,
there.
Okay, where Five and Below is, if you go on over towards the east a bit, you'll run right into it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's back in there. There's another restaurant there. I can't think of the name of it right now, but it's basically across from Polaris Mall, right there before you get to 71, and you can just turn by the Shell gas station there. There's a Shell gas station that you turn by to go back in there.
Okay.
And it's good eating, but there also is a Texas Roadhouse that's really good over in Mansfield as well, and that's just across the street from the mall as well,
right.
From the Mansfield.
There's Hogan's over there too, right?
Yeah, there's a Logan's over there too, yeah. So, yeah, there's some good places to eat. But, that was a really good meal over there.
Okay. Well, I better get off here. Somebody get mad at me for talking too much.
All right, Ralph. It's always good to talk to you.
Yeah, have a good one. Hey. I'll probably see you Saturday then.
Hey, all right. We'll look forward to it.
Oh, I stopped down to see you.
Okay, good deal.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, there's Ralph checking in with us here at Offbeat News and Trivia. Jump on the line now. It's available right now, at least for a second. 740-383-9944. And here comes another. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Yep. Good.
Beautiful day out there.
It's a beauty. It sure is a beautiful day.
We've had a few nice days, decent days.
Yeah, well, we really have.
Little heat doesn't bother me too much. I'd rather have it a little too warm than a little too cold.
There you go. Yeah. I don't mind it either. I generally about noon, I go out on my front porch for a little bit and sit.
Yeah.
And it's, pretty fairly nice that time of the day, and if it's a little warm, I don't mind it either. I have shade trees outside, and I always get a little breeze, you know.
Yeah.
So it's all right.
Yeah, I was listening, and you were talking about trying to get a gift card from Taco Bell's, and they couldn't do it.
Right.
You know, I was reading the health inspections. Okay, the city health department does health inspections of all the restaurants, and basically they've determined that the person in charge, they always talk to the person in charge at Taco Bell, they don't get trained in anything.
They don't know
the rules or anything.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah, he went, they listed probably a half a dozen things that they're supposed to know, a lot of it has to do, with their sinks and things like that, and how to store the food. But it was determined that the person in charge wasn't trained.
You know, training is such a problem. Even back when I worked for when I worked for Walmart, even training, they basically let me watch somebody for one day as a cashier, and then they put me on a register, and that was it.
Yeah.
And I was on my own.
I think maybe they figure, well, that person's probably only going to be here two or three days. Why training?
I guess, you know, with you know, not being able to find everybody to work, you know.
Right.
I guess that's what they figure.
It's a tough situation out there for any place trying to hire. You know, there's so many things that, I forget now what was the latest I was. There was something going on, and they would normally would do something special, but they said, you know, we don't have enough people to cover that. You know, we can't do this certain thing.
Yeah.
Because it takes a lot of people.
Yeah, right. And they just can't get it to do it, you know? And with places like fast food places, I think sometimes they just hire managers, you know, just like that.
Oh, yeah.
And just go for it. And sometimes I don't know that they have fast food experiences.
No.
So if you don't have any fast food experience and you're thrown into it, and you know, if you're working for Taco Bell and you've never made a taco in your life,
right?
Well,
right.
Hey, God bless you.
I sort of feel sorry for him, you know.
Oh,
I mean,
I do too.
To me, training is one of the most important things you can do.
Oh, it is. Yeah. They used to, back in the day, they used to give you a nice little book with a packet in it, you know, and
right.
You could go and you can memorize
right. The yep.
important things.
Yep.
And
you could almost train yourself to begin with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they would go and they would show you the food. They'd say, okay, this is exactly how you make this one, you know, and you would watch and study it. And that way, when you got thrown out on your own, you'd know what you were doing, you know.
Yep.
And it's only fair that that's the way it should be.
Right. Yeah.
But bless everybody's hearts, they're trying out there,
right.
You know.
Yep. Well, it sounds like you're improving all of your vital signs there,
I'm improving the vitals out
there.
That's
right. That's great. You know.
Yeah, thanks.
You got to do that for long term.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I got to stick.
Otherwise,
with
when you get my age, you know, you'll say, boy, I wish I had of.
Yeah. My sugar's been so good for a while because I keep track of it every day and I keep a diary. And I went over and showed my doctor, and it's been in the 80s for a good year or so.
Yeah.
So he took me off of one of the medicines,
good.
One of the sugar pills. Now
good.
I'm still
and
on
any,
one.
Any medicine you can get off of is bad. Good.
Yeah. So that was good news.
Yeah. Well, the hippo covers itself in mud to protect itself from those biting insects.
Yeah, those darn biting insects.
They don't have very long tails, and they can't swat.
Right.
And they can't reach their head around to do anything, you know.
Right. Yeah, it's fun to watch them when they have them at the zoo, you know. Sometimes you can't see them, you know, because they're all in their natural habitat. But when you can see them, it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun to watch those hippos.
Yes, it's a big animal.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm not sure what their purpose is.
Right, right, I'm not either.
Nobody told me if they're good to eat or not. I don't know.
I never heard. Never heard.
Yeah. Well, I get off here, Nate, and let somebody else call.
All right, Ernie. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All righty. There's an available line for you now at 740-383-9944. We've got Who Wrote the Book That Horton Hears a Who Is Based On? Social wasps make their nests from what material? The Night at the Museum movie is set in the American Museum of Natural What? The Night at the Museum is set in the American Museum of Natural What? What is Shrek from the movie. What is Shrek? What kind of animal is he? What are insects' antennas for? What are insects' antennas for? And for now, that's what we've got for you to answer. If you call an answer, we'll put you in the drawing for a Speedway gift card. And we have a line open now for you at 740-383-9944. Ring through, and we'll get you up on the air, and you can answer one, and we will put you in the drawing for a chance to win. And it will be good to talk to you and if you give us a call. Hey, I've got some offbeat fast facts for you right here. Elephants are capable of swimming 20 miles a day. Elephants are the only mammals that cannot jump. Cats can hear ultrasound. The tongue is the fastest healing part of a human body. I'll tell you a story here in just a minute about the human, about the tongue. Lizards communicate by doing push-ups. Frogs never drink. The King of Hearts is the only king without a mustache. 40 is the only number whose letters are in alphabetical order. DFW Airport in Texas is larger than the island of Manhattan. And Miami installed the first ATM for inline skaters. That's your offbeat fast facts for you for today. Now, story about the tongue. Says the tongue is the fastest healing part of the human body, and I believe it, and here's why. I had a growth on my tongue. Hopefully this isn't too disgusting for you, but I had a growth on my tongue. So I had to go to the doctor to get it removed. So I had to stick out my tongue, and the nurse held it with a piece of gauze and a little clamp she held in place. I had to stick it out, and then the doctor got his little scissors, and he snipped off the little growth there, okay? Well, then, of course, you know, they had to apply pressure because it was bleeding and whatnot. Well, I had a little sore, of course, then, on the side where it was, or a little place there on the side of the tongue. And that thing literally was healed up by that evening. I had it done maybe 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and by that evening you could not even see where that little growth was. So the tongue is indeed, I believe, the fastest healing part of the human body. There you go. Hey, 740-383-9944. If you've been waiting to get through, you can now and answer one of my trivia questions. We'll sign you up for a chance to win a Speedway gift card. It's good for gas and merchandise, by the way. You can go out there and get yourself a fountain drink. It's going to be getting hotter, especially this weekend. So you can, you can get out there and get yourself, right now they're running the special, 99 cents up to a 44 ounce. How's that? What do you think of that? Yes, indeed. Now the big mega size, the big old 64 ounce, is still like $1.84 or something like that. So but you can get that, of course, if you want to. But 99 cents up to a 44 ounce drink. And so you can use your Speedway card to cool off with a fountain drink, and you'll want to cool off for sure this weekend. Absolutely. All right, want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo, Ohio. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. And there'll be a free vaccination clinic July 24th, this Saturday, 3 to 7:30 p.m. at the Prospect Ohio 2021 July Festival held at the Prospect Park. Prospect Family Medicine is putting this on. They are offering the Moderna vaccine. For questions, call 740-361-0781. 740-361-0781. If you call that number, they are very knowledgeable about the vaccine. And if you have any concerns, you know, and you just might have some concerns about the vaccine, they'll be happy to answer those and kind of put your mind at rest and just tell you all about it. So that's 740-361-0781. Feel free to call them and ask them all sorts of your questions about the vaccine. Again, they're offering the Moderna one, okay? Vaccinating Marion County and more. This Saturday, 3 to 7:30 p.m. And WWGH will have a table at the Prospect Ohio 2021 July Festival at the Prospect Park. And this Saturday we will be there. We'll be giving away a 4-pack of tickets to the Wilds, and you will be able to stop by the table and sign up for a chance to win. How does that sound? Hi, we're on the air.
Did you get the answer to the hippos?
Yes, we did. We got that one. Did you want to answer a different one?
I didn't hear any more of what you have on there.
Okay, I can give you one real quick. I'll give you an easy one. How's that?
Okay.
Okay, what are insects' antennas for?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. All right. I figured I'd go ahead and give you one, see if you knew. All right. Give us a call back, and we will get you signed up for a chance to win. Hey, in the 1947 movie Miracle on 34th Street, what do Kris Kringle's lawyers use to prove that he is really Santa Claus? In the 1947 movie Miracle on 34th Street, what do Kris Kringle's lawyers use to prove that he is really Santa Claus? Let's see. Oh, in Beauty and the Beast, how does Belle prove to the townsfolks that the Beast exists? In the Beauty and the Beast, how does Belle prove to the townsfolk that the Beast exists? Who wrote the book Horton Hears a Who? He usually always rhymed his books, and he's a famous author. Can you tell me that? What do wasps make their nest from? What do wasps make their nest from? 740-383-9944. If you know the answer to those questions, give me a call. And, hey, we will sign you up for a chance to win. And in 5 minutes, we'll do the drawing for a Speedway gift card. How's that sound? Hey, a pair of Idaho men teamed up to break a Guinness World Record by passing a giant inflatable ball between them 356 times in 3 minutes. David Rush, our buddy who has broken more than 200 Guinness World Records, teamed up with friend Seth Lemons to take on the record for most passes of a giant inflatable ball in 3 minutes. Rush and Lemons passed the ball 356 times in the allotted minutes, breaking the previous record of 180 passes. The duo previously passed the inflatable ball between them 4,169 times in a row to break the overall record for most consecutive passes. That record took them more than an hour to break. David Rush, always doing something. He usually teams up with his neighbor, Jonathan Hollywood Hannon, but this time teaming up with his friend, Seth Lemons. Former members of an English rugby club reunited to play a world record breaking 33-hour game to pay tribute to teammates who recently died. The 28 former members of the Hoylake Rugby Club, who range in age from 39 to 59, took to the field for the first time since 2001 to play touch mini tag rugby for 33 hours, 33 minutes, and 33 seconds. The team beat the previous record of 30 hours, 3 minutes, and 11 seconds, which was set by Keele University in 2017. The Hoylake players said the record attempt was planned as a tribute for Dan Miller, a member of the team who died of a heart attack in June 2020 at the age of 43. All righty. Hey, we got another call coming in. Let's see if we can get another trivia question answered here. Hi, we're on the air.
Dr. Seuss,
that is correct. How are you today?
Spectacular. How are you?
Hey, I am doing good. Doing good.
Wow, good. It's a good day to be doing good.
Yes, and how are you enjoying this weather?
I like it. I like it a lot.
Oh, man, you just can't ask for a better day. 73 degrees here in Marion. Man, oh, man.
Yeah, 85 is about my max. When the mercury goes up past 85, I get a little grouchy.
yeah, about 85. Yeah, 85 is a good temperature to max.
Yeah, that's the cutoff.
Sure. Yeah, about time to get in the pool after 85 to cool off.
Right.
For sure. All right, well, yeah. Sarah, I will sign you up for a chance to win.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Hey, we've got 1 minute left before we do our drawing. So get through here in a minute if you can. Here's the trivia questions I've got left. The Night at the Museum movie is set in the American Museum of Natural What? The Night at the Museum is set in the American Museum of Natural What? What is Shrek from the movies? What is Shrek? What kind of animal is he? What are insects' antennas used for? What do they use their antennas for? In the 1947 movie Miracle on 34th Street, what do Kris Kringle's lawyers use to prove that he is really Santa Claus? In Beauty and the Beast, how does Belle prove the townsfolk that the Beast exists? And who plays the original Godfather? I'll throw this one in here. Who plays the original Godfather? Can you tell me the answer to that one? 740-383-9944. I'll give you a couple seconds to get through if you'd like, because it is now time to do our drawing with the folks that did call in today. We do appreciate it very, very much. I believe last week we had like 15 calls last week, so we're down a little bit from this week, but we appreciate everybody that did call in. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Ernie. Thank you, Ralph. Thank you, Becky. Thank you, Scott. And thank you, Bob. Everybody that did call in today. All right. Well, let us mix everybody up here and find out who's going to win today. Okie dokie. And the winner for today is Bob. Congratulations, Bob. It's been a little while since you've won with me, at least. Yeah, been a little bit, Bob. So congratulations, Bob. You win the Speedway gift card. So I'm sure you can put that to use. And again, it's good for food inside the store or gas, whatever you want to use. And Bob, I will send that in the mail to you, good sir. And I appreciate everybody that did call in today and played trivia. You're what makes everything go round here at WWGH Radio. Hey, I want to remind you one more time that we are going to be at the Prospect Ohio 2021 July Festival. This Saturday from 3 to 7:30 p.m., I'll have a table set up at the Prospect Park, and you can come by and say hello. I'll be giving away a 4-pack of tickets to the Wilds Safari that you can sign up for a chance to win at the table that day, so you can stop by and say hi. All right, we had a caller coming in here. Oop. Nope, not now. All right. Well, hey, it looks like I've got time to do Ladies' Corner real quick before it's time for me to head on down the road to Waldo, okay? All right. You can find this recipe that I'm going to give you on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook. I have pork and pineapple kebabs today. Pork and pineapple kebabs. Pass the napkins. These pork and pineapple kebabs are a deliciously sticky mix of sweet and savory. Make pork and pineapple kebabs in under 45 minutes. Here's what you need. 1/2 cup of Kraft Honey Spice Pork Chop Barbecue Sauce, 2 tablespoons of mustard, 1 tablespoon finely chopped fresh rosemary, 1 pound of boneless pork loin cut into 1-inch chunks, 1 cup fresh pineapple chunks, 1 inch, 1 cup green pepper chunks, 1 inch, and 1/2 cup red onion chunks, 1 inch. Here's how to make it. Mix first 3 ingredients in large bowl. Reserve 1/4 cup for later use. Add meat to remaining sauce. Toss to coat. Refrigerate 15 minutes to marinate. Heat grill to medium-high heat. Remove meat from marinade. Discard marinade. Thread meat onto skewers alternately with pineapple, peppers, and onions. Grill 12 to 14 minutes or until meat is done, turning occasionally and brushing with reserved sauce. And there you go. Just search my Facebook page, Radio Nate into Facebook. You'll find this recipe there, pork and pineapple kebabs. Again, don't forget, free vaccination clinic this Saturday, 3 to 7:30 p.m. at the Prospect Ohio 2021 July Festival at the Prospect Park. Sponsored by Prospect Family Medicine, offering Moderna vaccine. Questions, 740-361-0781. And we will have a table set up at the Prospect July Festival, 3 to 7:30 p.m. as well. You can stop by and say hello, and we will have some Wilds tickets to sign up and give away at the table there. So I hope you can stop by and say hello. Again, thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. And you've already heard their announcement a couple times on the show. So thanks to them. We appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening to the program. I'll talk to you next Wednesday, 4:15 until 5 o'clock. Right back here on your favorite radio station, Marion's Talking Place, 107.1 FM, WWGH. It's time for me to hit the road and head on back down to Waldo.
Wanted a mother like Mrs. Garrett. Well, she wasn't real.